Okay, next we have John Golden presenting on AI in the study and practice of administrative law. Mr. Golden is the Edward S. Knight Chair in Law, Entrepreneurship and Innovation at UT School of Law. He has a JD from Harvard Law School, a PhD in physics from Harvard University, and an AB in physics and history from Harvard College. After law school, Mr. Golden clerked for the Honorable Michael Bolden of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit and for Associate Justice Stephen Breyer at the U.S. Supreme Court. John also worked as an associate in intellectual property department of Wilmer, Cutler, Pickering, Hale, and Doerr. Please welcome Mr. Golden.
Okay, so I'm very happy to be here to have this opportunity to present today on a topic that has captured the imaginations of many recently, with sort of ChatGPT breaking into the public consciousness, and that has generated, you know, sense of both opportunity and concerns. Okay, so let's see if I can advance. All right, so I'm just going to first talk a little bit about what is AI, how I'm defining it here. It is given quite a range of definitions, from broader to narrower. Then I'll specifically talk a bit about ChatGPT, a form of generative AI, commonly called a large language model, what its capacities are, and what its limitations are, and what that tells us about concerns or opportunities we have in the practice of the law and also in legal education. Okay, so what is artificial intelligence? Here I'm using a definition that was put out by the communication from the European Commission. This is an area, as with, it seems these days, many areas with regard to new technologies, where in Europe they're tending to move faster to try to put in place regulations and guardrails, which has both positives and negatives. There's always a concern when you're moving fast in terms of regulation in areas like this, you could quash innovation, end up with regimes that really don't match the way technology and its use has developed. But anyway, the definition here, which I think is a quite good one, talks about artificial intelligence, AI, as referring to systems that display intelligent behavior. Of course, it could be a question of how that's defined, by analyzing their environment and taking actions with some degree of autonomy to achieve specific goals. Okay, so this needs to be distinguished from more traditional computer programs, which certainly could take inputs and analyze them to some degree, but would just be implementing computer code in relatively predictable ways, generally speaking, at least quite pre-programmed ways, to achieve what might be useful specific goals. Here, this sort of level of autonomy we're seeing in modern AI systems is what's making them distinct, the sense that they're given some programming that allows them to go out and effectively learn how to respond, in the case of large language models, to natural language prompts that they're given in ways that couldn't really be predicted, expected, might not even be understood by the original creators of the systems. Okay, and it's important to recognize that you can have AI systems like a ChatGPT or a large language model that essentially is existing as software that you can then run off of many different types of platforms or general purpose computers. And then you could have other AI systems that are really tied to particular hardware, like a robot, an autonomous car, or a drone. Okay, so what is ChatGPT? Some of you may be very familiar with it, but I'm trying to not assume prior knowledge on this issue. So ChatGPT is what's called a large language model, and the way it works is effectively it's kind of predicting the next word or set of words, technically called tokens. So it's not necessarily working word by word. It may be predicting a next clump of words that is viewed according to, you know, its accumulated data as sort of the most likely, you know, best response to, say, a prompt that it's been given. And then it, you know, is stringing together these words or clumps of words.